It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about women of sound. These women dominated the airwaves, innovating, documenting, and creating the audio landscape we live in today. Today, we're talking about one of the most venerated sound artists in British cinema. Known as Beryl the Boot, this woman left a legacy that's remembered by the sound of her footsteps. Please welcome the mother of Foley, Beryl Mortimer. Beryl entered the world of Foley in the mid-1950s. She lived in Langley in the southeast of England, but for Beryl, the Foley studio was her second home. Much of her life revolved around her work. Beryl would continue to hang out and socialize with her colleagues after finishing a studio session, and it was through their anecdotes of her that Beryl's life and artistry was best captured. As a Foley artist, Beryl created the sound effects that would be layered onto films in post-production. Whatever sound that needed to be added in, whether it was a fly buzzing across the frame, a cacophony of car horns off screen, or peeling a banana, Beryl and other Foley artists found a way to manufacture the sound in a recording studio. Beryl was particularly famous for her work recording footsteps, and she brought her own props. She'd go from set to set dragging around her famous boots, ready to step into any scene. On set, Beryl was said to be glamorous and flirtatious, a superstar in her field. According to some stories, Beryl hired a car service to drive her anytime she needed to go into the studio. The woman might have stepped on many things, but the gas pedal was not one of them. But beyond the studio, Beryl's talent went mostly unnamed until the 1980s, when films started regularly including Foley artists in their credits. It's difficult to say the total number of films Beryl had a foot in. But in the industry, she was widely acclaimed as the best footstepper or Foley artist of the day. A handful of her techniques became the blueprint for sound work in cinema. One of these works was the 1962 film Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia, the man torn between two civilizations.
The film's director, David Lean, knew the film's sound would be a crucial companion to its visuals. In one scene, a camel emerged from the dunes of the desert. The image was momentous on screen, but it was missing tension. The desert was deadly quiet. They needed something, some sound to cut through that quiet. They'd have to engineer it. So Beryl got down on all fours in a sandbox in the recording studio and made the camel's hoofbeats herself. Later, David Lean recalled, the pad-pad-pad of the camel's feet wasn't a real sound, but it added immeasurably to the silence of the desert, the size of it all. The soundtrack is almost as important as the pictures. Lawrence of Arabia went on to win the Academy Award for Best Sound, along with Best Picture. But Beryl's contribution was uncredited. The 1980s and 1990s marked the last decades of Beryl's career. By then, the Foley icon ruled the studio, and she was far from done innovating. Another of her projects was the 1983 art house production The Gold Diggers. In the movie, a large group of men come running out from the Bank of England. To recreate the sound of so many footsteps, Beryl and another female Foley artist had one foot each in a small box filled with stones. As they looked at the film in front of them, the duo coordinated their taps to the pace of the men running on screen. The film director, Sally Potter, recalled that moment.
As an image to look at, it was like an astonishing piece of performance art, but of course it was the kind of visual you're never supposed to see.
Much of Beryl's work was heard and never seen. Her improvisation, creativity, and timing was one of a kind. Admired by the film industry and Foley artists who followed in her footsteps. Horses' hooves, footsteps in an alley, the fuse of a bomb, and boots in snow. Beryl the Boot did it all. She died in 2001 in England. All month, we're talking about women of sound. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. As always, we're taking a break for the weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.